Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moved in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Men's Mental Health Week just wrapped up yesterday. However, it's important to keep the conversation going, I think. And joining us on the phone today, Paula Dunn. She's a teenage leadership strategist and cognitive scientist. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. It's great to be on your show again.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And we wanted to talk, you know, about emotions because last week we were doing quite a bit on men's mental health, but we probably didn't touch on teenagers and young people enough. So I thought it'd be good to bring you in to talk about some tips for parents to help out their sons in particular. We want to focus on the boys and how to sort of understand their emotions, because it's quite different how boys react to stressful situations and how girls react.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Just giving you some context and some statistics, what they've shown is that men in general and boys, there's a 69% perception rate that boys have to act tough, you know. And so, you know, even when they're feeling scared and nervous, they're not going to express how they're feeling by like the rest of the way girls act. Another high statistic is that 54% of men that were surveyed showed that self-sufficiency was critical as well. So for them, you know, they're not the type to go and ask for help. They'd be more the type to try and work it out on their own. So with that in context, I mean, looking at teenagers is where I specialise in, where boys will tend to want a fight and flight response. So, you know, that's where they get their bursts of anger and emotions, or they'll tend to avoid. So as opposed to girls, which will tend to like to fix and befriend the solution, you know, make friends. So some of the, you know, the things that parents, or challenges that parents might do, is that, you know, they like to give out their sage advice and say, well, you know, this is what I would do, or criticize and so forth. And what teenage boys actually hear is that they feel like that their feelings are dismissed, that they're ridiculed for their thoughts, they're criticized for their own judgment, and they're given unsolicited advice.
Yeah, so what are some tips that parents can do to sort of address this? If they're seeing that their teenage boys are maybe struggling with a stressful situation, and obviously, yeah, we've gone through a pretty dramatic and unusual time in history for 2020.
Yes, absolutely. So what parents can do is, it's a dual act. So get your son to write down the times that they've been stressed. And you also keep a journal as well as a parent. So, you know, the reaction that your son makes. So is he more of an anger type person and lashes out, or does he tend to avoid the situation and hide? The third thing is to work out what the outcome is of your son's reaction. So is it helpful or is it hurtful to him and those around him? And the fourth thing is, after you both calm down, and I would suggest to sleep on it overnight, is what can you both do differently next time? Because obviously emotions are escalating. Parents put the parent hat on because they want to fix the situation. They want to help their son. They want to, you know, give them the sage advice to say, well, you know, it's a lesson learned approach. As adults, we want to expedite the success of our kids, you know, and do things differently. So, That's what I would suggest, is basically making sure that the things is to write the times that they're stressed, the reactions, the outcomes, and what they can do differently. And what you'll see as a parent over time, you will see common trends in your son's behaviour. And again, and that increases their emotional self-awareness, their emotional intelligence, and how to become better well-rounded boys and men.
Yeah, now what's a good age to sort of implement these tips and strategies, you think, Paula?
Look, as soon as possible, the earlier the better.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking to kids, if they're reacting, even when they're, you know, in primary school, and, you know, their emotional reaction is outburst, well, you know, talk to them about it. Why are they feeling this emotion? Because a lot of the time it's that pleasure and pain principle of, you know, it's human nature for us to want to go towards things that make us feel good as opposed to feeling bad. So my advice is, the sooner the better. And it will bridge the divide between conflicts between parents and teens in later years.
And Paula, is there anywhere else that they can get some more resources from you?
Oh, absolutely. If parents want to know more about how their behaviours could potentially unconsciously impact the behaviours of their teens, I've created a downloadable ebook called The 7 Mistakes Parents Make When Motivating Their Teen. So Yeah, so jump on my website, subscribe, and I will send you a copy of the ebook online.
Head online, nodelimitsconsulting.com.au.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.